at work. Man, the first 3 hours have gone by very quickly. We're in the fourth and final hour. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I have a special guest joining us, surprise guest in the studio. Want to stay with us for that? I'm going to have Bob Chapman stay another 20 minutes with us because I just really always enjoy talking to Bob, and I know the callers want to talk to him as well. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. This is indeed a pleasure. It's a first-time caller. I have sort of like two questions regarding the Federal Reserve for Bob. And what I want to know is I heard that the Federal Reserve and a lot of the central banks do what's called double-booking goals, where they double up what they say they purport in having. And then the other question that I want to ask you is with regards to if the audit should occur and all this unraveling corruption is unveiled to the masses, what and how would that impact the gold, gold reserves and the price of gold?
First of all, it'll make gold go up. And secondly, we don't even know whether they have any gold. They haven't had an audit since 1954. And we see over the last couple of years in the general market where non-good delivery gold has showed up, which is coin melt. And as far as I know, the only nation in modern history that's melted coins was the United States government. And so they have sold gold. We don't know how much. I know that there's gold in Fort Knox because one of the military people in one of the programs said, look, I was guarding it. There's something there. I don't know who it belongs to. I don't know what's inside the gold-looking bars, but we guarded them, and I was head of the detail.
So well, let me expand on this. Let me expand on this, though. For those who don't understand, they had a little bit of copper or other, you know, maybe 1% or less, into gold coins so that they're not soft, so the faces don't wear off, and so people can't easily grind them down. Pure gold melts very easily, deforms very easily, and so, yes, gold has shown up between central banks that's supposedly, you know, pure gold, like it's supposed to come in the bars, and it's not pure, showing chicaneries going on. Go ahead, Bob.
And so we don't know what the U.S. has. It would be nice if they had everything they say they have, but we know that's not so. And this goes back to the late 60s. Lyndon Johnson, we don't know what he did. And then they had the ROSA bonds, which were all redeemed, which were bonds were given out and backed by gold, and people took the gold instead of taking the cash. And but, you know, they never reported on it. All we can do is guess at what they did. They hide these things all the time.
And the question is, why do they get to be so secretive?
Well, because they're doing something they shouldn't be doing. And that brings us back to the first question, which about the Federal Reserve, double counting or double having double
sets of books.
Well, yeah, we could call it two sets of books. And the answer is yes, but we won't know until we get there. And when we get there, the people will be enraged. And I would think that the other bill that Ron Paul has, which would do away with the Fed, would be passed. And their responsibilities would be passed back to the U.S. Treasury, where they laid under the Constitution until the Act of 1913. And one of the important things, if that happens, is that we stop the revolving door between Wall Street banking and the U.S. government, because they really control the government.
I mean, it's a 101 conflict of interest. I appreciate your call, Mike. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back and talk to John, Mike, Kathy, Tom, and others. But I want to make a point when we return and get Bob's take on it. We've seen this Federal Reserve disinfo put out really through the Patriot community. As Cass Sunstein at the White House said, they've lost so much credibility, they have to pose as us to then get any credibility, and they've been putting out this parrot message over and over again that you better not audit the Fed because you'll get something worse. You can't get something worse. We're already under a financial dictatorship of these people. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Beckman talked about yesterday the fact that we've really been fully under the New World Order since the mid-80s. The U.S. has been seized and used as a weapon, an engine of tyranny worldwide, and we've been given tyranny here domestically as well. We're being treated like the third world nations that the private banks have fraudulently conquered. The Federal Reserve is just a holding company front for the top less than 10 banks. It was 10 back at the time of the Federal Reserve Act. It's been very secretive, but some of that information's come out. And they're partners with the Bank of England. They're partners with the Bundesbank. They coordinate through the G20. They don't even deny this anymore. And so you abolish the Federal Reserve. You put the power back under the Congress, which is in the Constitution, and you educate the public about the issuance of currency and credit, and you turn credit loose to be an engine for the population. You know, it came out over a decade ago, the comprehensive annual financial reports that they set up in the early 50s in Chicago, and by the 70s became the model of the country and the world. Australia has them, England has them, Germany has them, Canada has it. And so they use lawyer tricks to distract the public. They say, oh, well, on budget, we've got a budget shortfall, or on budget, we need more taxes. When the budget generally is less than about 15%, and that's just a dead reckoning estimation of the state of Texas, Travis County, where I live, similar around other parts of the country and the world. You know, some places the budget's 30%. compared to the real assets of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. We have a DVD documentary I produced called Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. And once we started exposing this in the late 90s with Walter Burian and others, and Bob and many others exposing it, these were public before, but in the age of the Internet, they're now making most of it secret. But you can still see the summaries. And so what you have is the state of Texas or the University of Texas. These are just examples. Where last time I checked, University of Texas had $50-plus billion in assets separate from their oil and gas and land holdings. Because in Texas, the feds don't own much property. The state of Texas owns a bunch. And it goes to the university funds. But that's separate even from that. They take that money and they put it in Clear Channel Radio, for an example. They put it in the Rangers baseball team. They put it in defense contractors. They put it in all sorts of programs. They invest it in carbon credit allotments. And so they're taking your money and then giving it to private interests. So people who say, oh, we better not get rid of the Federal Reserve, we'll get something worse. You can't get something worse. We have a dictatorship of the private banks controlling our economy and feeding our wealth into their systems, and then they have control of the insider trading and selectively enforce and allow them and their cronies to do this. So could, if we start auditing the Fed and get ready to abolish it, yeah, they're going to come back with some new thing that gives them the same power again, but they already have unlimited fraudulent power. So you can't get anything worse. You get into the Fed, as Bernanke's admitted, that would destroy the Fed because it's so corrupt, you will further discredit them and send them all to prison. So anybody that says, and I hear this mantra, don't audit the Fed, Ron Paul's bad, it is pure baloney. Bob Chapman.
I couldn't have said it better. You covered it all. You hit it right on the head, and that's the way it's been. And, you know, this goes all the way back to the 12th century that we know of. Most recorded history only goes back to the 7th century. But beyond there, it's smattering until you get into the Renaissance. And so this is nothing new. This has been done over and over and over again. And that's how I'm able to back into what these people will do next, because all you have to do is look at history and what they did before.
They're monopoly men. If they can get control of the government and the issuance of currency and credit, as the Rothschilds constantly said and put on the doorways of their houses, that as long as we control the issuance of currency and credit, I don't care who the king is.
And they create money to finance the king's wars.
And they finance the king's enemies, so they've got to come to them.
That's right. Both sides of every conflict.
Saddam Hussein, CIA. Bin Laden, CIA. Fidel Castro, CIA. It's all staged. Pol Pot, CIA. Brzezinski brags about it.
And he's one of the main architects, along with Henry Kissinger. Fortunately, they're getting old.
Hey,
but there'll be people there to take their place, that's for sure.
I want to go to Mike, Kathy, Tom, and Kevin quickly here, Bob. But who are the new super gophers? Because we really don't see a Richard Holbrooke or somebody like that, a Rahm Emanuel, replacing these super gophers of the elite. I mean, who do you see to replace David Rockefeller and people like that?
It's a hard call right now. I just can't answer that. I don't know.
Me neither. Because it seems like those old-timers were a lot more hardworking. You talk to more modern globalists, and they really seem soft.
Well, they're certainly not aggressive, and we certainly don't know who's being groomed or which ones are being groomed, and it's generally kept from us. And most of the people we know who are involved now at the upper level or the semi-upper level, they're usually from 65 years old onward. Occasionally they'll be 55 or onward, but they're usually older men.
Let's talk to John in Florida and Mike and others. Go ahead, John.
Hi, thanks for having me. I got a couple questions. As far as if we have a revolution and what have you, and we totally destroy the tyrannical government we have in place? What happens to our money we have in savings? As far as does the dollar turn, do we go away?
Well, that's
the
how they hold us hostage. We've had a 98% devaluation since 1913, and it's just like a bad employee or, you know, sometimes a mean husband that's beating you up. You just got to leave. I mean, it's going to be rough either way. Bob Chapman.
Well, if you've got money in the bank and in the general stock market and in bonds, you're going to lose a lot of money, maybe all of it. The only safe place to be is gold and silver.
All right. Go ahead.
With the Federal Reserve thing, I was speaking with a banker the other day, and they couldn't enlighten me on the facts, but I see with my savings account, we get a under a 0.25% interest for savings. In turn, the bank loans me somebody else's money, which is the way the money is that they give me in loans, at 3% to 18%. And how is it legal for them to do that with the Federal Reserve having the interest rate set at 0 to 0.25%?
Because that low rate is for the bankers, not for you, Bob Chapman.
That's right. And incidentally, you may not be borrowing your neighbor's deposit because the banks historically have created 8 to 10 times more credit than what they have in deposits.
That's right.
And
you're recently, paying interest. Go ahead.
And recently, during this last go-around, they got 40 to 50 to 60 to 70 times basic deposits, and they had to know that they were going to get in trouble.
Yeah, to
and
explain
they're not
that.
Stupid.
To explain that, they're charging people with credit cards in many cases 25-30% interest on literally made up money. Okay, so they want you to default so that they get your real assets and get control of you. The name of the game is control. Thank you, John. Mike in Wyoming, you're on the air, Mike.
Yes, hi, Alex, Bob. Bob, are you keeping up with this UBS situation versus the IRS?
Yeah, the Swiss government.
Right.
And the Swiss government's come back unofficially and said, well, you know, UBS under the law in Switzerland can't do that. And another prominent person within the Swiss government says, well, if you do that and make them expose these people, well, the biggest bank in the country is going to go under.
Yeah, that was Times of London.
And thousands of people are going to be unemployed, et cetera. And he's right. And, you know, they let Switzerland do what they did for many, many years. People brought wealth to Switzerland to have it professionally managed, but also to avoid onerous taxation by different countries. And
by the way, they are selectively looting those offshore bank accounts. All the big boys do whatever they want offshore and don't get touched. They want to rob people that got a few million dollars or whatever.
And you're right about that. I lived in Switzerland. I know the mentality. In fact, I went to school at the Université de Genève. I took the interpreter's course for French. And so living in Switzerland for 3 years, speaking both French and German, you get a pretty good idea of where people are coming from. And you got to remember that during the war, they cooperated fully with Germany. And when Germany wanted to get things that they couldn't get otherwise, the Swiss would help them do it or manufacture it for them, and they would store much of the stolen things that were taken from people who were put into camps. And it was dreadful what they did, really dreadful.
Safe haven.
Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, my question is there a safe haven these days if the Swiss are gone?
No, there's no. I don't think there's any safe havens left. I mean, you should have your money where you live.
And that's why they
have
call
the bulk
it
bulk of your assets in gold and silver.
That's why they call it the New World Order. There's nowhere to run.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Bob, I'm going to twist your arm to do 5 more minutes. Is that cool?
Of course it is.
All right, well, if you got to go, I understand. We're going to go to break then, come right back to you, and try to get to Kathy, Tom, Kevin, and John, if we have time, as quickly as possible. And then I'm going to news blitz and cover some other key issues in the last 30 minutes of this radio broadcast today. But Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com is our guest. You can go check it out and get a free complimentary digital copy or hard copy there at theinternationalforecaster.com. He'll give you a number before he leaves. You can also call and get a complimentary copy. Don't forget our websites are Infowars.net, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run
Kathy in New Orleans, you're on the air with Bob Chapman and Alex Jones. Go ahead, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Bob and Alex? I wanted to share a little secret. We gave up our Saints season tickets this year in order to finance our radio show. That's how dedicated we were. We were able to share the whole truth with New Orleans about the Fed, cap and trade, Copenhagen. We were able to save countless number of people's of not taking the swine flu shot and was worth every penny.
You know, it's funny
and
you brought that up.
It's
funny you brought that up, Kathy, because in the next segment I was going to talk about boycotting the Super Bowl, and I'll explain why when we come back, but you just crystallized it. Swine flu shot killing people, full of mercury, economy falling apart, our country sliding into depression. And it's not that the Super Bowl is bad. It's that we better make some sacrifices and get our heads screwed on straight for real issues, or we're going to lose it all and be like Argentina or Nigeria. Bob Chapman.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and this is a way to do it. And it's about time people turned away from the frivolities of the social life of America, in fact, worldwide. You got to get serious about what's going on. It's very, very bad, and it's not going to get better. It's going
to
get worse.
You've got
to
change your
grips.
You've got to change your priorities. How much were you able to sell season tickets for?
No, we didn't even sell them. We gave them up because this was a goal to get this radio talk show. We didn't have sponsors at Gary King with Patriot Radio, and we didn't have a sponsor at the time, and we had a chance to get a radio spot. So we didn't even sell it. We gave them up, not even, you know, thinking of that. Now, you know, hindsight, we wish that we would have sold them, but we were so dedicated at the time, because if you remember last March, that's when we started hearing the information about the swine flu and what was going to happen and all. And we felt like we had to get on the ground floor so we could tell people, you know, not to take the shots.
You know, I recognize your voice. Didn't you and your partner come visit me at the office?
We did. On his birthday, you let us in. It was just so cool. You gave him a CD for his birthday, and you encouraged this. And, you know, in the beginning, it's not really easy to get a sponsor. Now we're with Ecola Blue, and we love them, and we have a great relationship, and we talk to Dr. Reem Alebo every week, and it's just great. But, you know, that first step out in faith, you have to do it. You have to do it.
Well, I appreciate your call. Yeah, I've always encouraged my listeners to go buy Saturday or Sunday time to start with, and if you do it a few months, you normally get enough listeners to get a few sponsors to then finance yourself to wake up tens of thousands in your town or city. And if I remember correctly, they're on a pretty big station in New Orleans. You know, start a website, whatever. It's about everybody being leaders, and that's what I've always tried to facilitate. Or get an Access TV show, or start a local newspaper or newsletter. Again, it's about empowering everyone to take action, Bob.
Everybody listens to Glenn Beck, and we are going to fight to get them to come on our side.
All right.
This is worthy of
well, Kathy, that's great news. Well, let me jam in one quick more call for Bob Chapman. A quick question for Bob. Tom in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, with the $1.5 trillion deficit that we've got, and they're going to refinance $2 trillion of short-term treasuries coming due, how are they going to do this? Are they going to have a $300 billion auction? What's Bernanke going to do? How is he going to float off?
They're going to monetize it. They're going to buy it themselves with SDRs. Right, Bob? Yeah, we lose Bob's line. He's not in the United States sometimes, but we'll have him back on next week. Or if he calls back in, we'll say bye to him. But absolutely, Tom, I mean, they're going to have to monetize it. The Federal Reserve's going to buy it itself. That's kind of like the snake eating its tail, isn't it?
Right, but when they're putting up Treasury auctions at $1.3 billion, they're going to have to start doubling this stuff.
Let me get Bob to answer the question. Bob, your line dropped. Real fast, how is the Fed, when it offers trillions of dollars well, I mean, ask your question again, caller.
Well, we've got a $1.5 trillion deficit, and he's got to refinance another $2 trillion that are coming due in short-term treasuries. That's $3.5 trillion. They're going to have to auction off this coming year.
And who's going to buy it? They're going to monetize it, aren't they, Bob?
They will, yes. And that's why they're after the retirement plans.
All right. I want you to be able to finish this. We're going to do 2 minutes on the other side with Bob and plug how you get the international forecaster. Stay there, Bob, since your line dropped. I want you to be able to explain what this means to have monetization of debt. This is a big deal. This is what they just did in Venezuela.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Okay, finishing up with Bob Chapman, jamming in a few more calls for him while he's with us. Bob, explain to people what it means when they start monetizing debt. I mean, I'm correct in saying that's what we've seen in Zimbabwe, and we just saw that in Venezuela. They've been monetizing debt the last 4 years, and they just devalued their currency last month by 50%. They're talking about another 50% cut next year. I mean, explain to people what that means.
What it means is that the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air. And let's say it's $1 trillion. And that money goes somewhere. And the minute the money is used, like in purchasing treasury bills or purchasing agency securities, Fannie, Freddie, Ginny, and FHA, or by buying toxic waste, which are the bonds which contain mortgages, that money goes into the system. And the minute it gets used, it's monetization, and it's very inflationary. And that's what happened in Zimbabwe and Weimar Germany, recently in Venezuela, usually by governments that have mishandled their government in their finances. And so where does it lead? It leads to devaluation. And I think there is a chance in the next year and a half that there could be an official devaluation of the U.S. dollar in congruity with other nations. They'd have a meeting to do that, as they have in the past, and also a debt settlement among nations, probably on the order of about 30 cents on the dollar. And I think that's coming. And a lot of people say, no. But they're going to have to do it. They're not going to have any choice.
And we had the caller earlier saying, if I get rid of the Federal Reserve, it may devalue my money in the bank. They're the ones that are doing it.
And the Federal Reserve notes are not worth the paper they're written on. They're only confidence notes. And the minute the confidence is lost, and that's in the process of happening, not only here in America, but throughout Europe, as you've just seen. And so this kind of thing will lead internationally to a multilateral devaluation, perhaps, of all currencies, or revaluation. Some currencies will go up against others. But the key is they're all going to go down against gold.
Because gold hasn't really gone up, it's just the currencies have gone down.
That's correct. And the currencies have gone down, the dollar we'll take as an example, officially since 1980 when gold was 850, it should be selling on an official basis vis-a-vis the inflation during that period of time about $2,400 an ounce and is selling for $1,066. And so the central banks have been responsible for the suppression of gold for the last 22 years, officially and legally.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Bob, I'm going to let you punch out here unless you want to go ahead and just go all the way to the 50 and take a few more calls.
I'll go with you.
All right. Bob's not punching out. We always love having him. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Arizona. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I was the guy that asked the question about the auctions that are coming up.
So did that answer your question?
Yeah, I just want one thing to ask Bob is by devaluating, like you just explained, that means they're not going to be able to go to an auction with $300 billion because if they came out with an auction at $300 billion, that would be catastrophic, I would have.
But they've already been buying their own auctions. How many times did that happen last year, Bob?
80% of the Treasury auctions were bought indirectly and directly by the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, so see, sir, they're already doing this. But
and that's why they want your retirement.
Tom, I appreciate your call, but I mean to try to explain this for people. Yeah, because that's old money. And correct me if I'm wrong here. Looking at this, but that's why the Federal Reserve has ordered regional and local banks not to loan and to, in the real world, actually jack up interest rates. Like, interest rates are at zero, but there's many credit cards above 30 now. I mean, this is loan sharking. They are trying to control inflation by making themselves flush in money to buy big instruments, other banks, companies, military firms, infrastructure. But freezing and using a true depression in the real economy to try to mask that. So it's a bizarre alchemy they're engaged in, trying to protect their own structure at the expense of everything else. Is that accurate, Bob?
It certainly is. See, the idea of all of those programs like TARP and the rest of them was to make sure that the big banks, brokerage houses, insurance companies stayed in business. And they used the taxpayers' money to do that. That doesn't mean that those entities are solvent, because they're not, because they're carrying two sets of books. And so they're not out of the woods. And they hold, the top 10 banks in New York hold 70% of the deposits of individuals in the United States.
So they're holding us hostage. They think they can get away with it, or, as Dr. Roberts and others have said, they were planning a fleecing, but this black hole is so big, it even endangers their system, and now the really scary thing is they're not in control. Bob, what do you say to that?
Well, I think they're running fast, and every time you run fast, you make mistakes. You're cutting corners, and you're backing off, and you're bobbing and weaving, and that leads to unsound thinking. And so all of these dumb things you see happening is because we're pushing them, and we got to keep on doing it.
What would our situation from your studied view be if for 45 years, almost 50, Bob, with yourself and Red Beckman and G. Edward Griffin and many others, and the newer batch of patriots that popped up 15 years ago because of Waco, like myself, and then now the even, I mean, it's exponential. You guys were about, you know, an inch deep because there was not very many of you. Then it got to be about a foot deep in the mid-90s. Now, on scales, I'd say we're about 1,000 foot deep in patriots. I mean, we are, and that's not an exaggeration, folks. It's just, it's the hottest thing out there. Even mainstream media says conspiracy's taking over. It's not conspiracy. It's education. It's not being idiot dumbbells who know all about sports but know nothing about how the world works. There is a rediscovery because it's so dangerous to not be informed now. Where would we be if you and others 50 years ago hadn't started fighting the New World Order, Bob?
Well, they would have been out of the way, and we would have had a totally different society, and people would have lived throughout the world much better than they are today, because the people at the top wouldn't be around stealing everything.
Well, but that's the reverse of my question. I'm sorry I wasn't clear. If you and others, well, you've been doing this 48 years, if you hadn't been there fighting them and publishing books that, I don't know, 5 million copies or whatever went out of that Gary Allen book you published. I mean,
you call it conspiracy.
Yes. If how many copies of that?
Oh, there were millions of them.
That was in the 7. I think it was 5 million.
Yeah, we used to get them printed up for 5 cents a piece. It was pretty good.
Yeah. But I mean, if you hadn't been there with tens of thousands of other patriots, how bad would it be now?
Oh, it'd be dreadful, because the people who are learning and have learned, say, since the 1980s wouldn't have been able to learn because we wouldn't have been there to help them.
And then I wouldn't be here.
Probably not.
I mean, there were congressmen and senators fighting the bankers 100 years ago, 200 years ago in the time of Andrew Jackson, and 235 years ago in the time of George Washington. But from 1900, there was an early wave, then it subsided. I'd say you were part of the second wave. Then there was a third wave. I'm part of the third wave. There's a fourth wave. My God, what's the fifth wave going to be, Bob?
It's going to be all the people that we helped to train about the truth and the knowledge that we need to live a life of freedom and a life to its fullest. And evidently, we've been kind of chosen to do this kind of a job, and we like doing it, so we do it. I mean, who else is 74 years old is running around like a madman like me, with the exception of G. Edward Griffin?
Or Red Beckman, 81.
Or Dr. Stan Monteith, he's 88. I'm 78.
None Dare Call a Conspiracy, Gary Allen with Larry Abraham, an incredible book. This is the book, when I was in high school, that really, really woke me up. And then I knew the knowledge, so when I went to college, I understood the propaganda. But think about it. First wave, 1910, 1920 or so, into the 30s, very small. Second wave, 1950s, Bob Chapman and other icons of liberty. Really, the blooming of that second wave in the 80s. The huge wave in the mid-90s, when I really got active, but I was at the tail end of that new wave, and now this giant fourth wave. Notice, Bob, the waves are coming faster and faster and getting exponentially bigger. That's why the globalists are rushing, and in all their white papers, targeting us in many cases by name, we are literally grappling with the New World Order. We showing the people the power of the individual, Bob.
We sure are, and we're grappling not with the New World Order, with Satan himself.
You know, we ought to find out who's gotten on their call conspiracy and buy a bunch of them. This is an ancient copy right here.
I have about 10 copies.
Oh, man.
And I never had Gary sign them. I've gotten more books by people and read them and critiqued them and all of that, and I never have people bother to sign them for me.
You were involved in the financing of the original publication, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, the number I've got on this is 5 million in print.
Yeah, but there was more than that. I think they did one more printing after that. And then we had a warehouse full of them. And so we would sell them in batches. And, you know, a box would go out for postage and $5 just to spread them out. You know, we were pamphleteers. We couldn't get on the radio. I think the first one that was successful getting on the radio was Alan Stang. He was on a station in Glendale, California, and I used to go on with him once in a while, but that was in the early 80s. That was 20 years after we started.
And Stang died last year. Eustace Mullins died Tuesday. I tell you,
Eustace was a very good friend of mine as well. In fact, I put Renzi's obit into this issue for tomorrow, and I put a little piece in myself.
In fact, give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners, can't see this. It says, you can buy books yourself at quantity price and distribute them as described in Chapter 8. One copy, $1. Three copies, $2. 10 copies, $5. You guys were selling them at cost because your heart was in the right place is why it had such effect. 25 copies, $10. 10 copies, 100 copies, $30. 10 cartons, $250. So all of this is going on. 1,000 copies for $250, selling these Operation Counterattack. Look at this. Now, I remember reading this book, and I believe this is even the copy I had back in the early 90s, or I guess in the late 80s. And I remember reading this book and then years later making my first film in 97 and saying, it's free, basically like None Dare Call a Conspiracy, make copies of it. And again, that's why listeners need to understand. Now is the time to be getting Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, and Endgame, and Truth Rising, and the other films and books we produce and sell. Now is the time to be making copies of my films, because we're into the fourth wave now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the ultimate time of awakening. I mean, you talk about clawing and scratching and battling down in the literal trenches like Bob and others did 30, 40, 50 years ago. Now, the people are ready to hear us, and we're standing on the shoulders of people like Bob. I mean, Bob, how important is it to fight back now?
It's for your whole life and the lives of all of the people, your progeny that comes behind you. Because if you don't beat these people, your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, et cetera, are going to live on their knees. They're going to be enslaved. These people are evil, and you've got to stop them.
You know, that's the amazing thing, Bob. I know you've had a lot of threats. They've tried to set you up, even drove you out of the country for exposing them. And when I get persecuted, it just lets me know how real this is and how important it is. And then I don't even care about myself. It's not even my children. I realize how fast our generations come and go. I'm envisioning my children's great-grandchildren and that I want them to be free, and I'll do anything to stop them from being slaves. And people are caught up in American Idol, football, things that don't matter, folks, when our entire humanity, who we are, is literally being destroyed right now by a scientific tyranny. We can't give the world up to a bunch of vicious control freaks. And I see all these hollow people who have money, who have power, and they're so unhappy because they've never tuned in to what it really is to be human and realize that we're all just part of the species, and the measure of who we are and the value of who we are is how we empower humanity. And then once you reach this point, you're not worried about being killed or tortured. You're only worried about beating the enemy. Bob Chapman.
I agree completely. And, of course, being older, and, you know, you're young enough to be my son. In fact, my son's 41 years old. And your fear leaves. There is no fear anymore, because you know that your body and your mind eventually are going to break down. It's the causation of existence as a human being. And so you become freer and freer and freer. And, you know, you walk on air. They can't touch you. There's nothing they can do. And that's the time that all of you people out there who are in 60s and 70s and 80s should get together and do something positive and help, because there's so many people sitting around doing nothing when they could be doing something. And if you sit around doing nothing, you're going to atrophy physically and mentally. So let's help out. Don't turn your back on it. Don't be mad because you're going to die. Everybody has to. There's no way out of this world. except that way. And so get with it.
Yeah, the world sells us a certain selfishness that being involved or standing up or fighting is somehow weak, and that just caring about yourself and greedily hiding with a bunch of crap and a bunch of baubles is success, when the whole point of humanity is helping your tribe, helping your people, helping build something for the future. Because I'm going to die, but my progeny are going to go on forever unless I let these people win. And it just, if people could grasp, Bob, what you and I grasp, and this unchanging total truth, we would free ourselves overnight. And to see the whole world in the grip of the beast, it's just such an illusion. It's such a trance. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. It's a lie. The InternationalForecaster.com, I think this is one of our best interviews ever. Bob, have a great weekend, and God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, and thank you all for listening.
We'll come back in the final segment with some final thoughts. Folks, you're not a human being until you stand up against tyranny. You were born to fight corruption. You were born to stand against the king wrath.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
I think about it. the beautiful night sky, the distant stars, millions and billions and trillions of miles away. I think about all the beauty, all the richness of consciousness and life and experience. It is the job of good, virtuous men and women who love innocence and beauty and honor to spend our time, to sacrifice our energies against tyranny. Does that mean any of us are perfect? No. The world will come back at you. The old serpent will come at you and tell you you're not good, you're bad, and point out to you the things you've done that are wrong. That doesn't matter. What matters is your heart. Like God said to King David, your heart was right. Didn't matter even some of the mistakes and bad things he did. At the end of the day, he was a good man. And to the listeners out there, I have become the main symbol worldwide of resistance to the New World Order. The only other person who could rival what we've done here is Ron Paul. And he is a great statesman and a good man, but he's old. And I have searched the world for bona fide patriots, people who are real, people who I've watched for a long time. And I find them with the common people. I don't find them with the elitist. I don't find them with the globalist. I don't find them even in much of the people that you would see as leadership against the fight against the New World Order. And many times I say, I'm not cut out for this job. The responsibility is too great. The power I've been given is humbling. Yesterday, I pulled into a Mexican food restaurant to eat quickly. I had to come back to work and work till late in the evening. And the people at the door were listeners. As I walked by the bar, they were listeners. A woman came over from a table. A family came over. People from New Zealand who were there stopped and took photos with me and said, New Zealand is on fire with you, Alex Jones. I have a great responsibility. And it is because my heart is true and I'm real and I work hard that we've had this much success. And we go into very dark waters. The enemy is moving against us on every front. But they don't want to yet smash me because that will make me a martyr. And I pledge this to you. I will do the best job I can possibly in this weak body and this flesh to be a pure, good person. But at the end of the day, that doesn't even matter. Because no doubt, I will fail as many times as I succeed. And I am just as worldly as the next person. But I want to be good and I want to defeat the tyranny. But through you, we will defeat the New World Order with God's help. Remember that. It is the idea of freedom, the idea of liberty, the idea of honor, and everything that is good and pure that will trump the lie. And so remember the important mission you're on and just how serious the times are that we're in. The destiny of humanity is being decided right now. For many generations in the future, our progeny will look back on this time as a place where humanity stood up against tyranny, or as a time when we fell to total darkness. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Your transmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.